This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good, I don't even know if that's why I'm bald.
What is the most legendary story involving a member of your family? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Yeah, so anyway, my mom was a candy striper when I was like 6 years old at a hospital, and she met John Wayne.
All right.
And then like 12 years or like 10 years later, I actually went to school with his son.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
How old was your mom when she had you? 12? Jesus.
Not that young.
13.
Not that
13,
young.
13, 14. How old was your mom when she had you?
She was 17.
Okay.
All right. Because typically a candy striper is a teenage-aged
right.
person.
So yeah.
No offense. Just trying to do the quick math.
No, I get it. Hey, are you still going to South Africa over the Christmas?
I am. I'm going over the break, yeah.
All right, so I lived there in the 80s during apartheid.
Okay.
Which was definitely a different situation. But just to give you a heads up, it's a lot like weather-wise, that time of year is going to be kind of probably mid-80s.
You think it's the middle of the summer. They're telling me over 100.
Well, it depends where you're at.
Okay.
So if I heard you say you're going to Kruger National Park?
Kind of outside of there, yeah.
Yeah, so that would be probably mid-80s to mid-90s. Just don't go hiking in the bushes.
Cool.
Because you might pick up something you don't want to pick up.
What do you mean? What am I going to get? Like a disease from a mosquito or an animal's going to pick me up?
No, like ticks. When I was there, me and my buddy went traipsing out in the bush. That was cool. And we both picked up ticks on our berries.
Oh.
And ended up getting malaria, which is right now is not a fun thing.
No, I've got pills for malaria. I'll also be sure to shave myself very well so I can see anything.
Stay out of the bush, Miles.
Don't go. Stay out of the bush.
Stay out of the bush.
You're going to take on your bees.
I like that. It's like all these things.
Here's my advice.
He's like, look. You got hippos. You got rhinos. You got lions. Like, brother, don't get ticks on your testicles.
How did two guys get ticks on their bees?
Just walking through the bush.
Through the bush. That's where they go.
Not anymore.
You know. Okay.
Just stay out of the bush, dude.